This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Again, this is the podcast for CEOs of private equity sponsored companies and startups and venture capital funded startups. Thrilled today to be joined by Mark Pesakovich. Mark is one of the brilliant sort of consultants in the cannabis space, just a brilliant person in that area and brilliant overall. So talk to us today. If you were CEO of a cannabis company, the cannabis market has been sort of, people are buying lots of cannabis. The cannabis companies aren't doing that well in the stock market. Mark, if you're CEO of a cannabis company or somebody that sells into the cannabis business, what advice do you give a CEO today looking at the market?
Oh, wow. Scott, I guess I would say two things. Number one, I would be very active this month looking at the competition because August is actually when a lot of the larger cannabis companies report their earnings, cannabis companies and cannabis adjacent companies. So this month we have, you know, large companies like Green Thumb, Trulieve, Cresco that are going to be all reporting. And so there's just going to be a lot of activity based on those numbers. So this is definitely not a month to take a vacation. More broadly, though, Scott, and I don't mean to be facetious, if I was a CEO of a cannabis company right now, I'd probably be thinking about how long before I can cash out.
And talk to us about the first issue. Earnings coming up this quarter. There's growth in these businesses, but is there earnings and any expectations on what to expect?
I think there continues to be certainly sales growth overall as the market normalizes and expands based on all these new states that are making adult use cannabis legal. I think overall we're going to see sales going up. So yes, there are, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars that each of these companies will be reporting, changing hands, et cetera. But that in and of itself is really not the only measure to look at, obviously. One of the things, Scott, that's going on in this space, particularly in states where there are where there's not strong control of the number of licenses. So let's say Michigan, there has been such a reported oversupply that the price of cannabis has fallen precipitously. So while these large companies that hold licenses in limited states like Illinois continue to do really well, they are not doing so well in some of these other states where they have more competition. Overall, I think what I'm hearing is that supply, you know, when we started talking, a year or 2 years ago, we were talking about lack of supply. I think at this point, there's now talk of sort of our storage facilities are full. We're not selling the stuff fast enough. We're forced to sit on it, and that's bad for everybody. So as production ramps up, demand is going to have a hard time keeping up. But for now, you're certainly going to see some strong numbers.
Fascinating. And when you say, you know, if you could cash out, what's your prognosis and what do you mean by that?
Every CEO that I talk to, I've talked to several, I think they're all looking at different things. I've talked to a couple of CEOs who've been in it since the beginning, who've built relatively large companies. And basically the main question that they're sort of discussing with their boards, et cetera, is, you know, when is my stock vested? When can I walk away without really rocking the boat or causing this company to look weak, either in terms of leadership or on paper? Obviously, if you're a CEO and you're not, you know, into burning bridges and sinking ships, you're going to want to coordinate leadership transition very carefully. You have other CEOs who are just sort of at the beginning of their CEO arc for some companies. And what was interesting to me, they too are at this point really still trying to figure out when they can sell their stock, or at least a good bit of it. So the old guys and the new guys are all thinking about cashing out. I think this is a, you know, this is a tumultuous, stressful industry, and that's on top of being a CEO of anything is tumultuous and stressful, particularly in this industry, sort of half, you know, half legal, half not at the federal level, with all the uncertainties and vagaries of different regulation in each market where you operate. And we're talking different state regulation and sometimes also regulation at the county and municipal level. These people are constantly fighting fires and putting out fires. And I do think there is, you know, I get the sense of fatigue. I think the same people that were excited just to be around this industry a few years ago are, you know, reality is catching up with them. And there's not as much sort of fresh, unimpressionable leadership to step up. Obviously, you're going to offer a CEO job. You'll have takers. But
it's a fascinating perspective because at one time, when the stock price of all these companies and the value shot right up, people thinking it was almost like an internet boom, that everybody was going to get very, very rich. And then you find some people were able to at least take some of the positions off the table. So they were able to take some of that and convert it to cash. Others weren't. And you could have been stuck with a paper net worth of really hundreds of millions that's now down a huge amount because you didn't take money off when you could, or because you weren't allowed to because you had vesting requirements and lockups and stuff like that. So it really is. There are haves and have-nots. It reminds me, one of the great CEOs of all time is commonly thought of Jack Welch of GE back in the day before GE fell apart. You know, there's been different thoughts about his reputation in the last few years, but over the course of my growing up, he was thought of as the great CEO of all time. And he would tell all of his employees, all his vice presidents, all of his leaders, you need to sell some of your GE stock every year. And it wasn't viewed as a badge of honor not to do so. It was viewed as you have to do it to make sure that you've got some your portfolio balance, that you're not just all in the company. And many of these cannabis CEOs saw so much of their stock go right up that they later didn't sell any of it. And then that could put them in a bad spot.
Well, that's right. Everybody's sort of waiting to become completely legal and start making quote unquote real money. I guess if, you know, hundreds of millions isn't real money, we're talking tens of billions maybe would be real money. But yeah, a lot of people waited. They let that initial wave of excitement pass. And now they are looking at their circumstances thinking, gee, I could have gotten a lot more. And so the question now is, do you stick it out and hope there's a turnaround, or do you take what you can off the table and go fishing?
No, and absolutely, like a really fascinating perspective as to what to do. And I think they, you know, unfortunately for many, many entrepreneurs, you have so much of your money tied up in your company that it would be fun to own it forever and all of it forever. But risk assessment probably leads you to take some off the table as you can, when you can, to make sure you're safe inside the company and outside the company. It's one of the issues we commonly talk about on the Private Equity Podcast and how you allocate dollars inside and outside the company. And it's a fascinating thing. In so many of these areas, valuation shot up. Some people got some money off, some people didn't. Valuation shot down, and then they were left with an asset that may never recover. And we'll see for the long run. I guess it depends on one's confidence, too, and their ability to actually generate a business that really generates EBITDA, too, really generates profits.
And of course, just a final thought, last time we talked, there was an upswing in the market due to some legislation being offered in the Senate that would legalize cannabis. And so a lot of us were saying, we don't understand why the price is going up. Yes, people are happy that there's Senate legislation, but it's very unlikely to become law. Well, maybe if you are somebody who wants your stock price to go up, you get super excited about something like that and sell it while that excitement lasts for the 2 to 3 weeks until reality catches up.
100%. What a fascinating thing. I just, in my own small experience in cannabis investing was, aside from buying some, you know, cannabis at the local dispensary. No, it was actually investing in one of the cannabis ETFs. And I invested, of course, and since I invested, it's been a disaster. Went from, you know, whatever I put in to 30% of that. So lost 70%, sold for tax losses, then got to decide whether to put some more money back in, you know, at least what was left of that after the 30-day period that you have to be out of the market if you want to take the tax loss. But what a debacle. You know, it is what it is. I mean, of course, the commonly made joke is that my money went up in smoke, which it truly did in this case. And, you know, you can't, unfortunately, you can't use that adage enough in the cannabis industry with what's been going on with valuations.
Yeah, just, you know, I think you spoke a real truth there. Sometimes the most sound investment is in cannabis is what you get at a dispensary, not shares of a dispensary.
Right. At least that I got use of. Exactly. In any event, Mark, thank you for joining us as always. You appreciate your perspective on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Again, the podcast for CEOs of private equity funded companies and venture capital startups, as well as startups. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast.
Always great to be with you. Thank you, Scott.